From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The body of a hiker who disappeared yesterday in Zion National Park has been recovered. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
It was just after sunset Wednesday when rangers learned that a hiker had disappeared near Angel's Landing, a popular trail with 1,500-foot vertical drops. Search and rescue crews found the body of the missing 19-year-old from Maine this morning. She's the second person to fall to their death from the trail this year, and the fifth since 2014.
Every time we have a fatality, we go out and we investigate.
Allie Baltris is the park's public information officer. She says the park has taken some measures to reduce risk, like adding chains and rerouting certain sections of the trail. But ultimately, each hiker is responsible for their own safety.
There's no way to completely make it safe, so we warn and hope people make good decisions.
Park authorities and the Washington County Sheriff's Office are still investigating the incident and have not yet released the hiker's identity. David Fox, KUER News.
Some states' rights advocates and conservative lawmakers have long advocated the transfer of federal public lands to the states. They argue it would boost the economy for nearby rural towns. But a new study says the reality is more complicated. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The report by the nonprofit Headwaters Economics found that states would generate more revenue from federal public lands if they owned them. There would be more energy development, and the states could even sell off those lands and invest profits into schools and other public utilities. Mark Haggerty co-authored the study. He says state governments would also have to take on the costs of managing those lands, including environmental planning and wildfire suppression.
All of the costs associated with managing them can really erode that net revenue benefit, and in some cases, it might even reverse it. One of the largest costs is for wildfire suppression.
In 2017, it cost the U.S. Forest Service $2.4 billion to fight fires on federal and private lands. Haggerty says instead of transferring federal lands to the states, the feds should increase rates for energy development and grazing on public lands and then pump that money into nearby rural economies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
As of today, the Road Homes Downtown Shelter is no longer offering services to Salt Lake's homeless. After staff moves out, the shelter will shut down next week. Three new resource centers are up and running to handle the transition. State and city leaders are working to get people into permanent housing and have pledged that no one will be left on the streets. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that critics remain skeptical of the decision to close the shelter with winter approaching. The new centers have about 700 beds combined, 400 fewer than the shelter downtown. Wataru Wat Misaka was the first person of color to play professional basketball. The Utah native died yesterday at the age of 95. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has this story about his life and accomplishments.
Wat Misaka was born in Ogden in 1923 to a Japanese immigrant family. The 5'7" point guard played college basketball for then Weber Junior College and the University of Utah, and for one season, the World War II veteran played for the New York Knicks. This was during the 1940s when there was a lot of anti-Japanese sentiment. Filmmaker Bruce Johnson made a documentary about Misaka's life. He said Misaka faced adversity on and off the court because of his heritage.
When you're born in the United States and people are yelling at you to go home, it's like, what are you saying to me? So it was hard for a while because, you know, like he said, he was already home.
Johnson says despite all of Misaka's accomplishments, his legacy still isn't well known. But Johnson thinks it should be.
You know, the fact that his sportsmanship and his play and just the kind of athlete that he was could rise up enough shouldn't be forgotten or go unnoticed.
Misaka is survived by his two children and his grandchildren. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.